Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by the innovator of strudels, Rich Stambolian.
Check out these new innovative strudels that I'm making.
Are you a fan of strudels?
Yeah. I don't mind a good strudel.
Who doesn't mind a good strudel?
Do you remember when that was a thing?
Strudels?
The people strudel?
The people strudel,
you can't get away with that now.
No. You can't get away with anything.
Talking about his penis.
The things that people get upset about now are baffling to me.
I saw a good meme the other day where it was like 1700s won our independence, 1800s worked 16-hour days, 1900s went to war twice, 2000s offended.
People are very offended over Tama Tonga, and
I think that's a work.
Okay, first of all, so the guy was not a plant. We'll talk about that. By the way, well, we're back.
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys.
Hey, guys. We're back. So, the guy was a fan sitting in the audience, and Tama Tonga was playing a heel, and he went to choke him. He didn't really choke him. I mean, he held his throat.
Right.
But, like, it didn't hurt him.
Right.
And people were so upset about this. I mean, they were devastated.
Yeah.
This is disgusting. He put his hands on another person. And guys, come on. Let's remember what we're doing here, right?
I think it's
and the same guys. Like, I saw one person, she was complaining about it, and then one post she wrote, "Heels aren't heels anymore."
What?
Like 2 months before.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think WWE is very good at social media culture with their people.
Yeah.
Because like I think in live events, it gets skewed. I think a few months ago, Kevin Owens, like, ripped up a kid's sign for somebody else.
And they got upset?
And the kid was crying. And then they came, like, he came out and was like, "Listen, it's part of the show. We're going to give you a bunch of free shit later. Stop crying."
Dude, you know? I mean, like, that's... Listen, I don't think... You know, I kind of feel bad for the kids. Like, because I got kids. But to an extent, you know, you're playing a character. You're supposed to be a bad guy.
Right.
Not everybody needs to be a good guy.
Is this going to lead to a Roman Reigns thing?
This is leading to Roman Reigns. I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I like Tama Tonga's, first of all, his whole feud with Roman Reigns. What is going on here?
It's great. I love, for those of you who have not watched the G1 this year yet, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
I
would say the G1's better. Fantastic.
They said last year's was hard to top. I think this one topped it already.
Yeah.
Just the quality of matches and the storylines and everything involved. And Tama Tonga started like this very interesting Twitter beef with Roman Reigns. And Roman's been responding to him a couple of times. So now when Tonga comes out to his music, he does like that, the little Scott Hall type stuff.
It's like the Battle of the doing Islanders. This thing.
And then he's like,
"Yeah, why does
he'll
he do
like a quick, like,
why does he do this thing?"
I don't know. It's great.
Dude, he's become so sleazy, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
I love that stuff. It's great. And like just him and the whole F him with Fale and Tangaloa. Yeah. And it's
so
very
New Japan put their foot down. No more cursing.
Yeah.
Certain people cannot curse. So I wonder what that's going to do to Jericho. I think he's not going to give a shit.
Yeah. Well, Bad Luck has a line of t-shirts that say F him on it. So, you know.
Yeah. Shin wants to know, what kind of show are we putting on here today? A sexy show, my brother.
It's always a sexy show.
Always. Guys, if you haven't watched in a while, that's because we haven't done a show in a while. I'm in the middle of a war.
Ratings war.
A ratings war. My studio is a disaster. My house has been torn apart. I really have no kitchen. I got no bathroom. They're doing a complete demo. I've been working like an animal every single day. But from next week on, we are going to Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
And I will do my best to put in the phone lines, and we will take phone calls Saturday mornings. But we could go a little bit longer on Saturdays, you know?
Yeah.
Go to like 11:30 and then get a couple brewskis.
We should start with a couple of cold beers in the morning.
We should do that. I got a wedding next week, though, next Saturday, but
okay,
that's fine. We can still do the show, but we'll do like a whole thing.
Sure.
We're going to change the whole, and I think that's good because it wraps up for the week, and we're right before a pay-per-view.
Appetizers.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Put Deacon in a little butler suit and have him serve. So,
no pants.
No, never.
Yeah,
no.
I like your good tan on you.
Yeah, this is actually fading. My tan is going a little bit. I'm going for the Dominican look.
You went to Barbados, right?
Yeah, I went to Barbados.
My buddy's from Barbados.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
So, G1 has been absolutely great. I'm a couple days behind because I was away and I couldn't watch it. But I heard Kenny Omega lost
twice so far.
Who did he lose the first
one? Ishii.
He lost to Ishii first.
Ishii, great match.
Yeah.
And Ishii's been killing it this entire G1, by the way.
Yeah.
He's been having such phenomenal friggin' matches. I love that dude. I feel like they're going to put, I think with the restructuring and everything, I think they're going to put an emphasis back on the homegrown guys, because the last 2 years have been all about the Gaijin.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think Ishii, judging by the tournament, I think Ishii's primed for a big role. I think Naito's primed for a big role. I think for some reason, Yoshihashi is ascending the ranks in some way. That dude's like been doing good this whole tournament. And Ishii beat Kenny with a roll-up. I think Toru Yano beat Kenny the other day.
Toru Yano, with interference from Tama Tonga. I saw clips of it. I thought it was funny. Like, they were doing a lot of comedy spots.
Yeah.
Which they did the same thing last year.
Mm-hmm.
So Kenny lost. So I don't know what the bracket's like right now. G1 rankings. Let's see.
I think you just lost internet.
Did I?
No. I did.
You did?
I lost internet.
Oh. I don't know what the rankings are right now. Someone has a link to that.
Mm-hmm.
Spreadsheet, G1 rankings. I don't know. But it's been a really good G1. I don't know who's going to win it, though. Who do you see winning? Naito? Tanahashi?
Listen, it's anybody's game right now. Tomorrow, I believe, is... No, this morning was Tanahashi Okada. I don't want to know the results, because I'm pretty excited about this one. And then tomorrow or Sunday is going to be Ibushi Omega.
The B block final is Ibushi Omega.
I think so, yeah.
And the A block is... What? Is Kenny out or no?
No, Kenny's still in.
So, I mean...
Kenny only had two losses.
But we are going to... Did we see Ibushi and Kenny?
No, it's happening on Saturday.
That's happening Saturday.
Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
One of those.
That's going to be a crazy match.
I think so. I think this is like the big build. How is your internet? Mine, is it gone?
Is it gone? Mine is, what are you connected to?
Studio One 5G.
And it's not working at all?
Nope.
Yeah, connect to Studio 2.
Next.
Studio 1.
Beautiful.
Okay.
I love the internet. You have a lot of internet in this house.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm very excited for this. And now SummerSlam, I'm not so excited about.
Why?
What happened here with SummerSlam? What do you think happened?
I'm honestly, I was saying this the other night while watching SmackDown. The SummerSlam build on SmackDown's end is way better than it has been on Raw's end. Because on Raw, it's kind of like, I feel like Raw is like a weird, like, it's not a sinking ship, but I feel like it's just an old ship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, SmackDown's like a nice yacht. Raw is kind of like a pirate ship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's just slowly sinking.
It's kind of holding, it's like being held together by duct tape. It's weird. I am not excited for Brock Roman, just because, like, at this point, they're doing everything they can
to make you hate Brock.
To make you hate Brock, but I also don't care, you know?
So right now we have 11 matches for SummerSlam.
17 hours.
I think they're going to announce a 12th match because they need the tag title match, right? So you got Daniel Bryan versus The Miz.
Yeah.
Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Jeff Hardy, but I think are they going to make that a three-way?
With Orton?
With Randy Orton?
Probably,
okay.
I could see Orton taking that belt also. It's like, his thing with Nakamura is very interesting.
Orton?
Very sexy.
They're both very slithery.
Yeah. They're very, like, a lot of gyrations.
A lot.
Happening.
We got Cedric and Gulak.
Great.
Carmella, Becky, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Ziggler, Seth, which I don't want to see Ziggler, Seth. Again.
I don't want to see that.
Again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Why?
I don't know.
They've done this feud for how long? How many times have we seen that match happen? 20?
Yeah. The IC picture is like, non-existent. I would like a monkey wrench thrown into that and a ladder match happen. And I want, like, I don't care about Finn and Baron Corbin at SummerSlam.
Well, I think what we're going to see a turn. on Ziggler with
McIntyre.
Yeah. Braun versus Kevin Owens for the Money in the Bank contract, which is weird. Why?
Here's my theory.
Yeah.
I think for people to go home happy,
you're going to have...
I think KO is going to beat Braun.
And then he's going to cash in.
Cash in on Brock.
Oh, my God.
And then your feud's going to be Reigns, KO going forward.
You think... Oh, you think... Do you think Brock is beating Reigns?
Yeah. I think...
Again?
I think he's going to beat him again.
I mean, that's a nail in a coffin at this point. They can't do that.
It's...
They can't. I mean, I'm all for the swerve sometimes, and I really... Listen, I have nothing against Roman Reigns. He just, by the way, you upset a lot of people with that Romania Reigns.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
You mean the Roman Reigns? But this is a thing that we'll just discover.
We'll talk about that. All right. they have to have Brock lose to Roman Reigns and have a moment afterwards. I don't know. Maybe Roman Reigns just beats him. You have a 15-minute match and he just beats him. By the time this match goes on, that's the other thing.
I think the big there's also talk of like, should this end SummerSlam? Because I feel like it's not going to end well.
Yeah.
You know, this is the ship crashing into the this is the Titanic crashing into the iceberg. It's very strange. So like, I do think like you're gonna get like a wacky finish at some point. They WWE released footage of Paul Heyman talking to Renee Young, in which he added like a little extra.
Okay.
Where she was like, do you think Roman can beat Brock? And he was like, unless, and then he took off his headphones. I always say this, but I feel like if you're going to pull the trigger on something, do it now with, the Shield destroying Brock and Dean Ambrose coming
back. Well, Dean Ambrose has to be coming back because I believe he's ready.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the... Well, that's pretty cool.
Because Heyman brought in the Shield storyline-wise to begin with, right?
Okay.
So, you know, I do hope Heyman gets away from Brock Lesnar at this point. Because it's all he's doing.
Yeah.
You know? And again, it doesn't do it for me anymore. But I would like if they gave a nod to, like, you know what? F you, Brock. I'm bringing, like, the Shields back together. Dean Ambrose...
I'm trying to think what the proper outcome would be.
Daniel Cormier showing up.
And
costing Brock the belt.
So, or Brock keeps the title. We don't know what the contract situation is right now.
Double championship, you think they're going to go for it? That's a big risk on Vince McMahon's part.
I don't know. I mean, that Universal title has been really... He's been champion for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, he's had that title forever.
Yeah.
And... They kind of screwed up this passing. I mean, he has the title, and they are making him unlikable,
right?
But it's the wrong guy to beat him in this scenario.
Who do you think should beat Brock? Bobby Lashley?
No. I think Braun would have been the right guy,
mm-hmm.
because Roman has shown that he can't win. Over and over again.
Uh-huh.
Or you do something different. You would have had like a Samoa Joe beat him. I think that would have been a great opportunity.
That would have been awesome.
Samoa Joe beat him. Maybe Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan should have come and challenged him and been that underdog to win the title. Right now, what they're doing, Daniel Bryan's story is very interesting because they're having him start at the bottom and then work his way up.
Yes.
And there's a climb here. And WrestleMania will probably be the culmination of his climb.
Back to the top. So, like,
Daniel, it's a great story, you know.
It is a great story.
It's a year-long story. He's building. He's getting revenge. You know, he did the reunion with Kane, which ended a little quickly.
Because, well, Mayor Kane now. Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, Mayor Kane, yeah.
To the mayor of Knox County.
They've slowly gone up. But I'm trying to think, you know, maybe him and Styles would be the match, you know? Maybe that'll be the match.
AJ and... Dan Bryan next
year? Yeah, maybe that. But we also don't know what the contract situations are going to look like. AJ's not going anywhere. AJ's staying here. Yeah. I saw rumors that AJ may go to Japan. I don't know where that's coming from. AJ Styles is not going to Japan because he has a family here. He has a really good thing going. He's making more money than he's ever made in his life.
Yeah, I could see Nakamura going
maybe
back.
Maybe Nakamura going back, but I don't even know if he wants to go back. It was hard the style was really hard when he was there.
Right.
And part of the reason why he left is because his body was destroyed.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wants to go back to that style.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that he's working now would right. never cut it.
Right.
When he goes back to Japan. I mean, he's going to have to step it up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Nakamura is just such a tragedy, in my opinion.
Do you think so? I do.
I do.
I do enjoy what they're doing with heel Nakamura.
I love the character. He finally found the right. character, right? That's fine.
You're talking about match quality.
I'm talking about match quality okay. because the expectation.
Correct.
But yes. the other problem is, you know, sometimes it's two to tango, right? Who was he in the ring with? He was in a ring with Tanahashi. He was in a ring with Ishii.
Yeah.
He was in a ring with
Kota Ibushi.
Yeah. Very high quality matches, right. like 25, 35 minute matches. When you see him on SmackDown doing an eight minute, nine minute thing,
tough.
It's tough. You know, his matches with Jeff Hardy have been good.
Yeah. I like that feud. This is a weird feud, too. Derek wants Matt Riddle versus Nakamura sometime next year. Derek, are you going to go apeshit when they pan the camera Riddle?
Can we talk about Brooklyn? This? We broke the story about Matt Riddle.
Yes.
We were the first to report about Matt Riddle. May have told our friend Dave about Matt Riddle. Dave reported it. Brian Alvarez reported it. So Matt Riddle, I guess I could talk about the story. All right. Can I say, you think I should talk about how we found out? He had to get stuff notarized. Pretty much.
Yeah. I think you could be more general about
it. Okay, I'll be a little bit more general. He had to get stuff notarized, and some of those things had a WWE logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
So Riddle's going to be at TakeOver. I don't know in what capacity. I don't know if it's going to be a wave.
Audience.
Yeah. Or he's going to do an interference. I don't know. If he does do an interference, that would be probably the best place to do it.
Yes, during the North American title match.
That would be the best way because everybody in that building would know who he is, and he'll get a monster pop, and the bro chance will happen.
Yeah,
it'll. I love the detractors on the internet where they're like, "There's no way they signed him. He smokes pot.
Smokes
There's no way.
Weed,
yeah,
man.
I'll believe it when I see it. No way he's going there. No way. Nobody knows what he does.
Uh-huh.
How do you know? How does anybody know?
I want them to sign RVD to NXT and have him and Matt Riddle tag as a tag team called the Riddle Me Damn.
Riddle Me Damn?
Yeah.
I would like Flying High.
Flying High's good.
I like Flying High.
Wasn't that Kofi and Evan Bourne's tag team?
What was it? High Velocity?
Oh, they were Airborne.
Airborne. Stupid name.
Something like that.
Yeah, Airborne.
Yeah.
I want Evan Bourne. I want him. I want
Evan Bourne, Evan Courageous.
I want all the Evans. yeah, so Matt Riddle's going to be there. NXT TakeOver looks great.
Yeah.
So Aleister Black is out.
Yeah, apparently he suffered some kind of horrifying injury.
Groin injury, right?
Yeah, where they were like, this is very serious.
Yeah.
Like, you need to get this checked out.
Yeah. So that ruined the three-way.
Yeah.
So did you watch NXT from last week?
No.
So there was an interesting thing. Aleister Black is laid out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see...
Ciampa?
No. You see Undisputed Era.
Yeah.
Like in a car. And then you see Johnny Gargano walking by.
Okay.
So they're kind of playing into something.
Yeah.
And the fact that Aleister Black... He cost Aleister Black the title.
Right.
So, who knows? Maybe there's going to be some sort of weird surprise with those guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's looking good.
I think...
Very excited about this.
Last man standing match for the NXT championship. I like the fact that Ciampa has the belt. Is this the blow-off to the feud? Do you think Gargano, as the most over babyface they've had since Daniel Bryan, will get that belt?
Yeah. That you know what? Send everybody home happy.
Okay.
And then maybe have a swerve.
Uh-huh.
Unless... He turns heel.
And then they get back together?
He turns on him, and he's part of Undisputed Era.
And then...
And they have all the titles.
Okay.
You know?
And then Ciampa becomes the babyface number one?
He becomes Steve Austin. No, he becomes like Steve
That's
Austin.
That's true, yeah.
First of all, Ciampa is remarkable,
He's the best, yeah.
This is a guy that he has so much heat. I mean, just... My God, he brought back the asshole chant.
Yeah.
When is the last time you heard an FU chant?
Mm-hmm.
in the WWE. When is the last time you heard the a-hole chant?
Yeah.
Like, other than Vince McMahon, he's the only man outside of Vince McMahon that could generate such a guttural reaction because he's so vile. What a great character.
Now, going forward, is the writing on the wall with all the stuff happening in NXT that this may be the end of call-ups for a while? Because the brand itself is so strong.
The brand itself is very strong.
It is such solid competitors, and the stories are great. The match quality is great. The talent is amazing. I think Raw and SmackDown are very saturated with people, and I think that's why, especially Raw. Raw gets like it's like that weird swaying ship, right?
Yeah.
I think. It's tough, man, because WWE's also at the point where they can't really trim the fat, because if they let people go, they will go to the indies and make more money.
Okay.
And they don't want that, right?
Yeah, well, they're also going to grab everybody. Remember, now, Ring of Honor, tickets went on sale about 20 minutes ago.
Damn.
Yeah. Yesterday, they did pre-sale. They sold 9,000 tickets.
Jeez.
60% of the MSG show is sold.
I'm gonna have to pick up
I'm imagining it's sold out by now.
Yeah.
I would assume that it's sold out. I don't know what's going on. Let's see. Let me just double check. I have a friend at the Garden right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send him a message.
Johnny Garden?
Johnny Garden.
Hey, Johnny Garden.
because they were shocked, actually. So
12K.
12K right now?
Yeah.
Where do you see it? Yeah. Sold out.
Jeez.
Sold out. There are no more tickets left.
Damn.
So 15,000?
Wow.
Yeah. So you're talking about a $15,000-$16,000 building, $16,000-person building. It is officially sold out.
Very interesting thing too about the Garden is that it's literally built on top of a transportation hub. So everybody from like any state on the East Coast could just take a train in.
Yep. This is humongous.
This is pretty big. Breaking news.
Yeah, this is humongous. So they sold out in about 20 minutes.
What?
This is the first wrestling show in Madison Square Garden since 1928, 1929. That is a non-WWE show.
Jeez.
So think about the history here. Almost 100 years.
Uh-huh.
90 years. They have finally done it. You know, we were talking about this. Who's going to be the first to do a 10,000 building arena, right?
Yeah.
And last year when we were talking about this, we said 2018 will be the year.
Yep.
All in, sold at the Sears Center.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do it in, they didn't do 10,000. New Japan didn't do 10,000, right?
I think they did 8.
They did 8, okay.
7 maybe.
All in?
Yeah.
Ring of Honor? New Japan will 100% run a 10,000-person arena.
Yes.
You're going to see more arena shows at the Garden.
Yep.
So it is no longer a crazy reach for a secondary or third national brand to break through that milestone 10,000-person building. You know, and that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Garden's gate.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the Garden. It is not cheap.
Yeah.
You're paying a lot of money. This is going to be the highest grossing gate of Ring of Honor history.
Yeah.
The highest grossing pay-per-view probably of Ring of Honor history.
I agree with that.
This this is going to open up to something a little different, right? It's not just about the show. We're talking about
so nuts.
If you are a wrestling promotion in the States, and wrestling is hot right now.
Yeah.
This opens up Sinclair or Ring of Honor to major network deals.
Yes.
If you're looking for programming, inexpensive programming that you could put on a major channel, I'm not talking about, you know, the Comet channel. I'm not talking about the DIY channel.
Right, yeah.
I'm talking about a major channel.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing a TBS, a TNT.
Sure.
Absolutely. USA. I know USA is WWE, but I'm saying major networks.
Yeah.
This opens up, you're saying, huh, look at that.
Yep.
Maybe Viacom wants to get back into this.
Agreed.
I mean, that's quite a possibility.
This is better for the guys.
Listen, when you see WWE's going to Fox Network,
mm-hmm.
they're also on USA. So there's going to be Saturday night's main events happening. I don't know if they announced it yet on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
They're bringing that back. They're going to be doing a lot of specials on FS1. You're seeing this.
Yeah.
WGN doesn't have a strong. Someone said WGN. I'm getting a message right now.
Do you think we're headed towards that late 90s boom?
WGN, by the way, WGN is going to get some sort of programming. Mm-hmm. I don't think WGN America has the reach.
Okay.
I don't think it has the reach. I don't think they are the ones to make a national product for Ring of Honor.
Sure.
Is WGN, do we have WGN here? We did at one point.
I think we do. I think depending on if you have Spectrum or...
It's channel 568 here.
If you have Fios or Spectrum, I think there's a difference.
Okay. 568 on Fios. So yeah. I don't know what WGN America... Wiki. Let's see what their reach is. WGN America is in how many homes? You want to take a guess?
2 million.
2 million?
Yeah.
So WGN America, provider, purchase. I want to see availability. Let's see. I cannot see this. I was hoping that I would get a really quick answer here, but... but this is, I mean, obviously, this is part of that Sinclair thing with Tribune, and I don't know if WGN would be the answer, but okay, let's say WGN, sure. Right? This is big. Now you have a major competitor, big in an Impact. Impact is doing okay.
Yeah.
But can they break a million views? That's where the question is.
There's also the rumor of Jericho signing with Impact.
I think he's going right back to WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this I was told that they are not very happy with the Garden.
Okay.
They feel like they were stabbed in the back.
Sure.
How, you know, they have this long lineage and long-term history with the Garden and you know, you walk into Madison Square Garden, there are pictures of Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, wrestling is part of its history.
Yeah.
And now you are turning and bringing in, it's like WCW going.
Right.
And Vince is very angry.
I think it's interesting too because it's like it's that weird like it all comes down to schoolyard politics where it's, you know, like the onus on WWE was making every SummerSlam for the past 5 years at the Barclays Center.
Are they going to do next year also?
I think so.
I don't know. I mean, you know what though? It's a great hub, right? New York is a great hub for SummerSlam. New York is happening. New York is a happening place.
It's happening, yeah. We're having them cats.
I think that when you know, there's a lot of changes happening right now. WWE is going to be given a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they are looking to gobble up everybody.
Yes.
So Ring of Honor made a statement saying, listen, we are prepared for Cody and the Bucks to go.
Right.
We understand that that's a possibility, but we always have a plan B and we'll be able to provide our other great wrestlers out there. We'll be always able to provide a great wrestling show.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's kind of like a swerve.
Who knows?
Or they kind of work at everybody, but it is interesting that they are talking about, you know, Cody and the Bucks possibly leaving. Yeah. I do see that being a reality. I don't know how the Bucks would do great, WWE.
I think so.
Cody will be a megastar. He shows up. He has to be elevated to a megastar.
I think.
And he found his character. He found his niche.
Yeah.
This is what he needed.
Yeah.
You unleash him. He's going to win the NWA title in September.
So. Yeah, I can't.
So now you have, he's been Ring of Honor champion. He's been NWA champion. What better way to do a return by becoming WWE champion?
That'd be amazing.
You know, he's held three major titles in North America. I don't know. I don't know. Cody leaving will hurt second and third brands.
Yes.
The Bucks leaving obviously will hurt the brands, but I don't know what the situation will be for them to come.
Who do you think would be the biggest acquisition at this point?
From the I guess not independence. From
everything that's non-WWE.
That's a great question.
Give me four guys.
Oh, easy. Kenny Omega, Cody, and the Bucks.
Okay. And who would fill that void?
In the independent?
Yeah.
I would have said Matt Riddle, but that's not happening.
Right.
And also Jericho, probably. Let's put Jericho in WWE also.
Sure.
Who would fill the void? You would have...
It's kind of tough because those dudes are like...
They become such...
Up here
they become
point.
Such mega stars.
Yeah.
Marty Scurll.
Okay.
Hangman Page.
Yeah.
Dude. That's two right now. I would put Tama Tonga up there. Okay. We're going on that side. And I don't know who on the Ring of Honor side. They would suffer the most.
Yeah.
They would suffer a lot. Osprey. Osprey would fill in the spot.
Okay.
Zack Sabre could fill in a spot. Sure. He just needs, you know, what he needs. He needs to put on a little bit. He needs a mustache. He needs to put on a couple pounds. You know, Pentagon Jr.'s doing amazing.
Yeah. Rumors are
Sammy
that.
Sammy Callahan's doing amazing.
Yeah.
Walter.
Yeah.
Maybe Walter could. Walter.
Walter's awesome.
He's awesome. I don't know. You know, it's interesting. Right now, there's a whole. So that group that we just discussed has elevated themselves.
Absolutely.
To WWE supers. Like, we're not talking independent wrestlers and WWE wrestlers. We're talking, you know, equivalent to WCW stars versus WWE stars. They've elevated themselves and branded themselves to the point that they are equals.
It's not
they're going to go to WWE and work their way up. No, no, no. This is major acquisitions. This is like Bill Goldberg showing up on WWE TV. I mean, this is a bad analogy. Or like a Lex Luger showing up, or a Diamond Dallas Page showing up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about what happened creatively with them. I'm saying them actually.
Yeah, the appearance.
The appearance of showing up. This is what it's equivalent to. We're back to a war.
It's very fascinating, too, because if the WWE signs the Bucks, I feel like they would have to bring them in like they did the Hardys at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Have that mysterious last team, and then it's the Bucks, and the place goes ape.
Yeah, the Young Bucks. I mean, you also have to remember, though, here's where the problem is. Kenny will survive. Kenny will do
anywhere.
Good. Anywhere. Yeah. The Bucks, however, you put him next to Sheamus.
Right.
Or Big E. You start seeing them a little bit more exposed. Now, I'm not, and that's not a knock on the Bucks whatsoever. I absolutely love seeing them, but you start seeing a little bit, like, the Hardys are big dudes. People don't realize how big the Hardys are. The Bucks are not big dudes.
Yeah.
They're very, very tight. I would love to see the Usos and the Bucks.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
every tag team.
The problem is, you would, in order for them to go, you need to revitalize the tag division.
Yeah, big time.
Bucks would have to be in NXT. No, they would not go to NXT.
Yeah.
They are too big of a merchandising product.
Yeah.
And you got to also remember, they got a Funko Pop deal.
Mm.
They got they got all those pro wrestling tees.
Yep.
They got all the merchandise in Hot Topic. Mm-hmm. This is a lot of money to put away in order to go to the WWE for them. You're going to talk about, they're going to have major cuts from their merch.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a good concept for merchandising for them. Like Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
They were paying him shit.
Mm-hmm.
But he got a major cut of the merchandise.
Boom. And that shirt sold out.
And like WWE's like, holy moly. Okay. Yeah. We got to sign him.
Yeah.
He was a weird get. He was not a full-timer.
Yeah.
He was just like a one-off thing that they were doing to sell the merch. You know, he would do some appearances and that's it. It was like the James Storm thing.
Right.
But it worked.
I think the Bucks are the exact people that WWE always looks for. They're good guys. They're family guys. They're drug-free.
Yeah.
Alcohol-free.
Yeah.
They're excellent businessmen, like great business acumen, amazing in the ring, great personalities. I feel like they, at some point, will throw as much money as they can at them.
Yeah.
Because it adds to the show.
But the other thing is, you know, the Bucks also have the privilege now to say, you know what? I'm not working the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, true.
I don't have to take bookings. I'm a little sore. My knees are sore. My back's sore.
Right.
I'm gonna take some time off if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really do that in the WWE.
Uh-huh.
They dictate where you're going and what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Short-term deal.
Maybe two. Well, no, they want two-year deals.
Yeah.
They want two-year deals with everybody. Kenny would be the interesting one because he is. I don't know. I think what they're going to have to do between. Listen, maybe Ring of Honor gets a big TV deal next couple months.
Yeah.
And. Well, actually, September, his contract. I'm sorry, January, his contract ends.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have to be a collaborative effort between New Japan and somebody else to give the money to Kenny.
Right.
Angel
investors.
Listen, WWE could throw $2.5 million a year to him.
Mm-hmm.
Plus merchandising. Right. Just the downside. I mean, we're talking, he is very valuable.
Yes.
And also, he has the other value in him. Yeah. That's I could see them trying to...
I don't think we're there yet.
I could see them trying to create that.
I don't think we're there yet, but maybe in the next few years.
I could see them playing something with that, and I don't know.
Did you you just burn yourself out on that train of thought?
I did because you know what happened? All the terrible marketing things I could see Stephanie doing around it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So the other thing is, who will we see leave WWE?
Who knows?
Will Carl Anderson and Gallows leave?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Carl Anderson just had a new kid. And you know, they're family guys. They're stateside dudes.
I'm gonna ask a question in the chat room. MGK, can you find out what their reach is right now? How many homes they're in compared to USA? Because I was trying to find that, but I wasn't prepared for it.
Mark Cuban?
Hey, maybe Mark Cuban. Listen, Mark Cuban loves wrestling.
He does. Who would want to leave WWE and excel on the indies? Who could you see doing that?
The list goes on and on.
Okay.
It's not gonna be Ziggler.
I'm saying, like, cause you get that, like, there's dudes like Cody who go out, or like Juice Robinson.
So here's a good question. Mm-hmm. When Cody left,
yeah,
did you see him having the success that he's having now?
Absolutely.
You did, okay.
I'll tell you why. It's because that dude is passionate about pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Whereas if, and it's not a knock on anybody or what I'm about to say, but it's like, if you have like a dude like Ryback, where you can, as a fan, you're like, this dude's not wrestling.
And he did not have the success. Like,
he's not going all over the world to bust his butt and become a journeyman again. Jack Swagger, same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this dude's not busting. Like, he's on Lucha, but it's also pre-taped. It's an easier schedule. Yeah. He's not going to Japan. He's not going to Ring of Honor. He's not doing indie dates every
weekend.
You got to
be a business guy. Yeah, you got to be a business guy.
You have to want to love to do it, you know? Wade Barrett's another good example, where, like, now he's the GM of the new world of sport, which is great, but that dude's not wrestling. You know what I mean? So it's like, who do you see? Drew Galloway, great example, too.
Drew Galloway's another one. Made his career.
He didn't stop. He didn't stop wrestling, and he came back better than ever. Who could you see wanting out and doing that journeyman thing again? Somebody that's not Daniel Bryan.
Dolph Ziggler.
Okay.
I could see Ziggler being able to do it. Because
I don't think he will.
I don't think he will either, but I could see him having success. I'm talking about success.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let me look at the roster right now. Gallows and Anderson, I could see them, if they were to leave.
Sure.
They would be mega stars.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Who else?
Rollins.
Seth Rollins would never leave, though.
I know. He's like, it's very interesting how that dude...
Andrade Cien Almas.
Yeah.
I can see him. If he left, he would become a megastar.
Okay.
Let's see who else here. Why is Kali on the front page of WWE?
He's back.
I'm looking at this roster here. Mm-hmm. Cedric.
Okay.
I can see Cedric. Pete Dunne.
Sure.
Okay. I'm not going with Adam Cole. He just went there, and he's having a phenomenal career. My God, look at this WWE NXT title. Tommaso Ciampa, Adam Cole, Shayna Baszler, and Undisputed Era. These are the title holders, and my God, these look like real champions.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Compared to WWE, where you have Brock Lesnar, AJ Styles. Talk about a contrast here in your two champions. Alexa Bliss, Shinsuke Nakamura, Dolph Ziggler. You know what? Their list. This is a good looking list too, except for Carmella. I think it should have been.
I love Carmella.
I would replace it with Becky, and I would replace it with Charlotte.
Yeah, I want them to keep the belt on Carmella as long as possible. I just really like her with the title.
And is it just me, or are you starting to like the U.S. title, like the look of the title?
I always liked that title.
Then you have oh my God, the B team is tag champions, which that needs to go.
Fantastic.
And the Bludgeon Brothers, I like, and Pete Dunne, I like.
Yeah.
Let's know. Ooh.
Hello?
Did we lose power?
Nah, TV's still on.
What happened there?
I don't know.
Some stuff went out.
I think the Deacon pee on the fuse box.
Now we're in the dark. I don't know what happened.
Oh boy.
Uh oh.
Madman After Dark.
Aiden English.
Yeah.
Akira Tozawa.
Sure.
I'm going down the list now. Let's do this.
Do you think...
Apollo Crews? I think Apollo would have a good career.
I don't...
you know what? I don't think so.
I don't think he'd want to go.
I take it back. Bobby Roode is staying.
Bobby Roode's staying. Lashley already had
Dude,
a good
Buddy
career.
Murphy's doing unbelievable.
Yeah.
Cesaro's staying. Chad Gable looks unbelievable.
Yeah.
I like that Chris Jericho's still on the roster.
Right?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That's fascinating.
Kurt Hawkins is not going anywhere.
This is, we're on the up. We're on the upswing with wrestling right now. It's very interesting. It's very fantastic.
You know who's been the surprise guy for me? Drew Gulak.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He really stepped up once they got rid of Enzo.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, like, Enzo's another dude. That guy's not wrestling
They
anymore.
Didn't do anything. And Big Cass is wrestling as Big Kaz. You know, I don't know what to think of that.
Do you think he'll try to dominate the indies?
No. No, I don't know. I don't.
Because he's kind of an like an indie promoter's dream. He's
Hideo Itami.
He's the biggest dude right now, like physically.
Yeah, I would book him.
You know,
he's a big dude.
Book him to be champion somewhere.
Let's see. I'm looking at this list. You know, I can't really see anybody right now on this list that would break out and do. Mike Kanellis. That's one guy. I think he would do very well if he broke out.
Yeah.
He's looking great. Mm-hmm. He's. You know what? Neville's another guy. What the hell's going on with him?
I think his contract's frozen.
I think he's coming back.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I'd like that.
See, like, No Way Jose won't go anywhere. What does he do?
Mojo, same thing.
Mojo Riley, same thing, yeah.
I like Mojo. I like what they're doing with Mojo now.
I'm looking at Mojo this fan. List. Rhino. Rhino's going to be the breakout
Rhino,
star.
Rhino could go anywhere, man. That guy has worked for every single company on Earth for the past 30 years.
I'm looking at this roster. It's an interesting roster here. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Tyler Breeze.
Okay.
I think he would do very well.
I agree with that.
He would do very well.
Mm-hmm. I could see Tyler Breeze in New Japan.
Yeah, me too.
Teaming with Toriano.
So WGN has 77 million. He's in 77 million homes, mm-hmm. which is, I believe, not on the higher side. I think USA is like 90-something million homes.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's somewhere in between... Like Pop TV was 68 million mm-hmm. at the time that I had seen. So it doesn't have great reach, but it's enough.
I'm agreeing with your numbers because I don't know about them.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. I could have like, just been making up all of this.
I know. Like, I think that was 50 million homes. Yeah, it sounds about right, buddy. Yeah.
So this is very, I'm very interested in seeing mm-hmm. what happens here. But that's a great idea. Who in the WWE could leave mm-hmm. and have a remarkable career somewhere else? In Ring of Honor, New Japan, on Impact.
Because if you think about it, it's like these guys are like, they're busting their butts. They're caught in that machine. You know, they're not really, sometimes they're not afforded to do the matches they want to do. But at the same time, there's a mentality of like, you have to fight for it, you know, so you can get what you want. And I think those are the guys that work within that system. Like a dude like Seth Rollins, Roman, like your top guys, I feel really push the envelope backstage, you know?
Yeah.
And they say like, listen, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. This is the match I'm going to have. Whereas like, I think your mid card and lower card guys are just happy to be there. You know what I mean?
Listen,
there is that mentality.
Yeah. I mean, listen, everybody's happy to have a job.
Right.
But if you are a wrestler and you are unhappy mm-hmm. where you are, this is probably the best opportunity to go and do something else somewhere else. A couple of years ago, 5 years ago, this was not the case.
Yeah.
We were still talking about, you know, nobody, who's going to compete with WWE? Nobody. Right. It's over. But now we have, as far as ratings go, I don't know who could break out. What is the second highest rated wrestling show right now?
Right. SmackDown.
Impact? No, it's SmackDown and an Impact.
Yeah.
And an Impact.
Yeah.
And Impact is not doing tremendous numbers. I don't know what Ring of Honor's numbers are because it's syndicated.
Right.
So I don't know how they tally it, but I know that the channels that they're on, they do great share.
Right.
So share versus numbers is different. The All In show will be mm-hmm. on pay-per-view.
Fantastic.
And I'm telling you guys right now, you want to see successful wrestling, and they're not advertising with us, but mm-hmm. maybe they will. But I'm saying this prior. Yeah. Go and buy the effing pay-per-view.
Yep.
Go and order it. You know what? It's an investment mm-hmm. on a product that you enjoy.
And it's
$39.99. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to order it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I will order it and don't pirate it.
Right.
Don't be one of those people because this is not the machine that you're fighting against. This is the success of mm-hmm. something that you genuinely enjoy.
This is a historic
Go
event
and
too.
Order the freaking pay-per-view. $30-something. Mm-hmm. It's an investment in something that you really like. So all the people that are bitching and moaning about how terrible SummerSlam is and how terrible wrestling is and Vince McMahon this and WWE that, this is the opportunity where you can say, huh, look, we're going to fix the business. This is how you do it. Mm-hmm. You invest in another product. You stop complaining. Invest in another product so they do better. So now there's real competition.
Yeah.
I am advising you, all the Matt Mennonites, to go and order this pay-per-view. Uh-huh. I'm going to order it, and I'm very excited to see how this is. Also, that garden show is going to be on pay-per-view. Now,
CCTV.
Well, I'm very curious at what that pay-per-view is going to cost, because the garden's rights fee are tremendous.
Yeah.
There is a possibility that maybe they cut him a little break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they said, hey, guys.
I'm saying $50 pay-per-view.
$49.99. Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
You know what? I would do it for $69.99.
Yeah.
Or let's do $54.99.
Sure.
Who's going to order that the night before? It's going up against NXT TakeOver.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to be great. It's going to be
That is going to be very interesting.
Listen. Wrestling is just printing money at this point. From WWE to the indies to other
New Japan
third
sold
brands.
Out. Which arena was it? Was it Budokan? They sold out a building that they didn't expect to sell out.
Yeah.
So, listen. Will they go head-to-head? I think they will be going head-to-head with the Hall of Fame. Ah, yeah. Is the Hall of Fame Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay, Saturday. So, they are going head-to-head with the Hall of Fame. So,
is it Saturday or is it Friday? Usually, it's on Friday, right?
I thought NXT was on Friday last year.
No, it's Hall of Fame Friday, NXT Saturday.
Geek knows.
WrestleMania Sunday.
MG Geek knows.
Right?
I don't remember how they did it, to be honest. My brain has turned to mush at this point.
Yeah.
But with all that talk, you want to wrap it up?
Sure, man.
All right, excellent. This was fun. Guys, go to our website, jfknetwork.com. We're going to be back next Saturday. New date, 10 a.m. East on a Saturday. So get your coffee. Get your paper. Don't put on your pants and listen to the podcast. We're going to be live every Saturday. Going forward, we are now going to install our phone line so we can take your phone calls about pro wrestling. We're going to do all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll give you tech advice, too. You can just call 8888 Ask Leo, and I'll be answering your tech questions every Saturday morning now going forward. All right, guys, that's it for this week. We'll see you all next time.
Later.
Take care.